This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Egypt's foreign minister has spoken with his Israeli counterpart about stabilizing the Cairo-brokered Gaza ceasefire deal. A statement by Egypt's foreign ministry said the two diplomats Friday discussed shoring up the deal, which has mostly brought a halt to fighting between Israel and the Palestinians. They hope that it will facilitate the reconstruction of Gaza. Statement said the ministers also agreed on the importance of coordination between the two nations, the Palestinian Authority, and international partners on securing communication channels to achieve peace. It did not provide any further details. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday that there has been no shift in his commitment to Israel's security, but insisted a two-state solution that includes a state for Palestinians remains the only answer to the conflict. Biden spoke at a White House news conference on the first full day of the ceasefire after 11 days of Israeli-Hamas fighting that killed well over 200 people, most of them Palestinians, in Gaza. Biden also downplayed the idea that the newly ended fighting had opened a rift among Democrats, as scores of Democrats split with Biden's quiet diplomacy with ally Israel to publicly demand the ceasefire. The Iraq government, for the first time, is expected to bring home about 100 Iraqi families from a sprawling camp in Syria next week. It's a move that U.S. officials see as a hopeful sign in a long, frustrated effort to repatriate thousands from the camp known as a breeding ground for young insurgents. The Marine General Frank McKenzie is a top U.S. general for the Middle East. On an unannounced visit to Syria on Friday, he expressed optimism that the transfer would happen. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Friday hailed the strength of the alliance between the two countries after the strains of the Trump era during a day of talks expected to be dominated by North Korea, China, and COVID-19 vaccines. After a one-on-one meeting in the Oval Office, the two leaders were joined by top aides in the state dining room for a broad discussion that included North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Moon told Biden that South Korea will closely work with the U.S. to achieve complete denuclearization and establish a permanent peace on the Korean Peninsula. Moon approached his Washington visit with hoping it would provide fresh impetus to Korea, but U.S. officials have played down the prospect of a dramatic fresh initiative. U.S. President Biden and South Korean President Moon Jae-in pledged to form a comprehensive partnership to accelerate vaccine rollouts to the world. Biden announced that the U.S. would vaccinate 550,000 South Korean service members who serve alongside U.S. forces on the peninsula. This marks the first commitment by the Biden administration for what it plans to do with the 80 million doses it aims to distribute globally in the next 6 weeks. Biden has said he hopes to use domestically produced vaccines as a modern-day arsenal of democracy, a reference to the U.S. effort to arm allies in World War II. At the same time, the White House has pledged not to attach policy conditions to countries receiving the doses as the global vaccine diplomacy heats up. Germany has committed a further 100 million euros to the COVAX Global Vaccine Initiative and will directly donate up to 30 million surplus vaccine doses to poorer countries. That's according to German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Merkel urged other EU leaders to follow Germany's example in giving any leftover vaccines to countries that lack their own supplies. She was speaking at a news conference after a G20 summit on COVAX, which aims to ensure less developed countries can also vaccinate their populations. The German chancellor also said that the EU has pledged 1 billion euro in order to promote the production of vaccines in Africa so that it will be able to produce 60% of its necessary vaccines by the year 2040. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hey, Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington. I've got a great show for you coming up in just a minute. Here is what's in store. First of all, for everyone celebrating the end of Ramadan, Mubruk El Eid. Second, because it's Eid al-Fitr, most of today's music and feature stories are connected to it. So the playlist is songs by artists from countries or regions in countries where Islam is the predominant religion. I've got amazing music by artists from Hausaland, Nigeria, Tanzania, Egypt, Mali, Morocco, and Lebanon. Now, in the middle of the hour, we depart from the Islamic holiday spirit for a few new hits by Tyke, Sisi and Mafiki Zolo, Selected Jeff and Sheba, plus one evergreen from Liberia by Denge. And then I've got an exciting interview with rising star out of Niamey, Niger, Fiak Si. Now, he released his debut EP entitled Tike Reve Fondo Fo in March. Heads up, our conversation is in French, so get your French ears cleaned up and ready to hear. Just kidding. I actually translate what he's saying for you, so you can relax on that. But we get to listen to samples of the EP, including my favorite song on the album, Bonheur, which we talk about in depth, and that I know you're just going to love. Then finally, to round out the hour, I bring us back to more music that's in line with celebrating Eid al-Fitr. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Kicking things off, like last year, I begin with this 1987 global hit, Yeke Yeke. It is by world music legend Morikante, who passed away last year from coronavirus. The song was Europe's number one hit in 1988, making it the first ever African single to sell over a million copies. All right. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. We just heard Yeke Yeke by the late Mori Kante. Happy Eid al-Fitr. As promised, we are going heavy on music today from Muslim Africa and the diaspora. This is Waqar Salah from Nigeria with a song that celebrates Eid al-Fitr. Salah sings in Hausa, "Fellow Nigerians, let's look up. Today is Eid Day. Everyone you see today is happy. This day is worthy of celebration. Let's use its teachings and spread it far and wide." Was Nigeria by Waqar Salah, wishing everyone a happy Eid day. This is Heather Maxwell. Now, I've got two songs back to back for you, both from countries where Islam is the dominant religion and where Eid was celebrated this past week. First up, from Tanzania, Nasema Nawe by Platnumz featuring Khadija Kopa, followed by Hayatak Fisura by Mohamed Hami from Egypt. Thank you.
Hello world, my name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
All right, here's Hayatak Fisura by Mohamed Hami, who sings, the heartfelt laughter we're both living in this moment. Time, pass us by, slowly. We are here together till dawn. It doesn't get better than this, darling.
ضحكة بتطلع من القلب بنعيشها انا وانت في حب ونقول للوقت يفوت بشويش مع بعض لحد الفجر انا وانت في نفس الكدر اجمل من كده حبيبي ما فيش ضحكة بتطلع من القلب بنعيشها انا وانت في حب ونقول للوقت يفوت بشويش مع بعض الحد الفجر أنا وإنت في نفس الكد أجمل من كده حبيبي ما فيش كل دقة في قلبي بتناديك كل حضن أنا باخده من عنيك كل لحظة بعيشها بيك إيديك تسوى عندي حياة كل صورة بتحكي في حكايات لما نكبر تبقى ذكريات تلعت بحبيبي واللي فات مستحيل ننساه
العالم كله ما يلزمنيش ده انا بيني وبينك واحد عايشة بين ايديك بس وعندي حياة
كل صورة بحكي في حكاية لما نكبر تبقى ذكريات ده اللي عدى حبيبي واللي فات
مستحيل ننسى
كل
Well, I'm on my way to buy my coat, gonna leave behind ice and snow. On my way to buy my coat, to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate, you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, a great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate.
All right, hey, hello, Eid Mubarak, everyone. Here's Fatoumata Diawara from Mali with her latest Afro dance fusion, Mali Mali. Oh, she sings How I Miss My Mali. Yes, and that was Fatoumata Jawara with Mali Mali. Hey guys, this is Heather Maxwell, and you're listening to the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. Now, we're slowing things way down with this beautiful duet by Moroccan singers Asmat Lemanwar and Hatim Amour. The song speaks of faith and steadfastness, even in long periods of hardship and duress.
قسمات راني غك ليلة الحيلة شكون قال لي يا مدور وزمان علي يجور
يا معانة مسكينة الظلم والحقرة خاطرها اليوم مكسور شكون يحس بحالك مظلومة بين الناس
يا حتى واحد فيهم ما دارني كل شي على جرحي داس
يا هينا وهينا صبري ربي ما غيخليك شحال ما طال عليك الحال عرفي باللي ما زال الخير مخبي ليك
يا صبرة وصابرة كل شي عند الله محسوب رميت انا الاحمال لعبيك هينا بين ايديك راضيه بالمكتوب
That was Haina by Asmat Lemanwar and Hatim Amour of Morocco. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell. How are you all doing? I hope you're doing great and enjoying your weekend and staying safe. I'm so glad you're with me today. So remember how I said at the top of the show that in the middle of the hour, we were going to depart from this Islamic holiday spirit of Eid Mubarak for some new unrelated hits, plus one evergreen from Liberia, and that I've also got my feature interview with Fiak C in French. Well, now is the time, people. Fresh from France, here's Tyke's new tune, Le Temps. Time. He sings to an old lover who broke his heart, but who now returns wanting him back, just like things were before she left him. Time, he says, has healed me from you, and so has my new woman.
C'est toi qui veux parler. Toutes tes meilleures phrases, tu veux les coller. Ne gaspille pas mon temps, yeah, yeah. Oh, le temps.
On s'est arrêté, tu veux reprendre.
Ne gaspille pas mon temps.
Le temps m'a réparé. Plus rien n'est comme avant. Quelqu'un m'a déjà soigné. Le vent a bien tourné. Ne gaspille pas mon temps. L'autre a su me soigner.
Yes, that was Le Temps by Tyke. And now for that evergreen from L.I.B., here's Lapa Fine by Dange from 2015. Lapa is a local word in Liberia for the women's wax print wraps. And the song, it praises the beauty of women who wear them well. By Dange of Liberia. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Now we go to Uganda with this new banger by Sheba, Boy Fire. And then get ready to meet Fiaxi.
Live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Go to VOAnews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
All right, hello everyone, hello. Now it is time to meet my featured guest artist. Fiaxi is a 28-year-old Nigerian artist who's just released his debut 4-track EP. We had a virtual conversation earlier this week to talk about it, and specifically to talk about the song Bonheur, or Happiness, which really stands out to me for reasons you will also understand when we get to that part. Now, we had to speak in French, guys, so I'll be summarizing what he says for you in English. But first, let's listen to some of the samples of that new EP. Here is the lead track. It's called Traître, or Traitor. He begins with this phrase, I'm a traitor. I betray lies as I reveal to humanity that peace is possible.
Je suis un traître. Je suis un traître. J'ai trahi le mensonge en révélant à l'humanité que la paix est possible. Je suis un voyou, un impoli. J'ai grondé le grand-père de la terreur en lui crachant le bonheur sur la figure. Je suis un infidèle.
Here's Béré, track 2, featuring the two-string Gurumi and C's unique rap style.
On s'arrête, s'arrête, il y a quoi ta manie, on s'arrête, bérée. gabéré. On s'est gabéré. Fils de l'Illahi. On s'est gabéré. Barkar barkan gwanda masake ga sanka kaino dotu godin gwanda bere ma fape ga bere kanga talaka tarai banan duwal mo bere kanga nira ma bay hay kan bere jamai ga kanji bere kanga hay rei bere duwal mo bere kanga number bi minga na me dingo kuro bere di bere kanga nira suba mahalla si wal mo bere kanga nalla bi se mo
bay. So these are some of the sounds of Fiaxi's new music just released. Now let's meet him. Again, this conversation happened earlier this week. It's in French, so I summarize.
Fiaxi.
Fiaxi Tiaï.
Yes.
Alors, comment vas-tu?
Ça va super.
So first I ask him how he's doing, and he says super good. I'm really happy to be doing this interview. I ask him where he is, and he says he's actually in Conakry, not far from the ocean. Which he says is great, because it's very, very, very hot in Niger. So all the guys that are listening to him right now from there are going to be very jealous.
Tous les gars du Niger qui m'entendent, ils vont être jaloux là.
De bouche à oreille, je m'en dis le savoir. Sinon, comment changer les choses sans savoir de quoi il s'agit? J'aurais appris qu'à voir le savoir.
Oui, l'EP est sorti le 26 mars.
Talking about the EP, he says it's out now, released March 26th. It's available on all the streaming platforms and also free on a platform called Diez Star.
Donc l'EP s'appelle Ticket Rêvé Fond de Faux.
I ask him what the title is of the EP. He says it's called Ticket Rêvé Fond de Faux, which means the other route of Ticket Rêvé. Ticket Rêvé was the name of his concerts that he always used to perform live. So because of coronavirus, he was gifted with the support to record his concerts as a studio project. ACF, by the way, is the African Culture Fund of Niger. Hello, everyone. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to my interview with Fiaxi, an artist from Niger, who was speaking to me earlier this week from Conakry, Guinea.
Teti, boku lugonda ekanago.
Teti,
yadi no undunya go danyezo.
Teti,
boku lugonda ekanago.
Teti.
Now here I ask him about the song that really touches my heart called Bonheur, or Happiness. It's my favorite track on the EP. I know you're going to love it too. And we'll listen to that right after Fiaxi tells us about it.
Alors, en fait, à la base, l'EP que je viens de sortir sont des extraits de mon spectacle.
He explains that the songs on his EP are studio versions of the repertoire he performs at his live shows that got canceled because of coronavirus. During these shows, he always invites the audience to participate, to express themselves however they want to. So in this studio version of the song, he wanted to give it the same character, but reaching out to the world. So they came up with a graphic that they posted on the internet and talked to friends and friends of friends. The goal was to collect multiple and diverse ways of seeing happiness and in multiple languages in one song. For me also, he said, it was a way to show resilience in face of the coronavirus.
Pour moi, c'est aussi une manière de résilience face à coronavirus.
Data pata asii mandakala suji kan sindami kan zaidi diboro ara nega farha nega kari.
La felicità è essere in pace.
Bonheur pour moi c'est racher mon souci de la vie.
Saada hiya sihha salama hub el walidain.
What makes me happy? Family makes me happy, man. Family. Life is a lot better when you have a good family that loves you and you love them.
Le bonheur, c'est quand je fais le cœur en moi et que je me sens en phase avec moi-même.
Oh, mais...
On a travaillé en ensemble avec le gars au studio. Il s'appelle Joby, que je salue beaucoup.
As for the producer, Fiak praises Joby, the producer of all of the tracks on the album. But also he says there's whistling.
Ça, c'était moi.
Which was him.
Il y avait Homme.
And singing.
Ah, ah. Ça, c'était moi aussi.
He says that's him
après,
too.
La musique, on a joué aussi.
And also we had studio musicians who play a little djembe, a little amapiano, a little afrobeat, a little high life. It's all mixed together. So the objective was to do something universal.
Donc, l'objectif, c'est de faire un truc universel.
لكني كنت ماشى تازو ديرون ترحم منن الخورية هيا السلام عليكم
تنشون سمي وفراني شاكولا فاميليا موسيقي نواتين
って聞かれたら嬉しいって思いながら時間を過ごせることが幸せかな。
Bon, c'était vraiment un plaisir. Merci pour la belle musique.
Merci beaucoup. Ça fait beaucoup plaisir, Maxime. Merci à toi aussi.
Parce que si on l'a, si on le possède, ça devient sans valeur.
Hi, people. My name is Tendai Shawa, all the way from Malawi. And this is Music Time in Africa on Voice of America. And I'm chilling with Heather Maxwell.
Tambanaye by Sisi, featuring Mafiki Zolo from South Africa. Before that was my interview with featured guest artist from Niamey, Niger, Fiaxi. I hope you enjoyed that too. This is Heather Maxwell, and we are at the back half of the show now, where we return once again to the topic of Eid al-Fitr, which was celebrated around the world last week. This is Anta Salam by Swedish-Lebanese producer, singer, and songwriter Maher Zain. The song was released last year to celebrate the end of Ramadan, and it means, God, you are peace.
There's something on my mind, I just can't get it right, it doesn't go away, it doesn't go away, even though I try to ignore it, I just want peace of mind, I want peace of mind, I feel like breaking down time after time, and it keeps coming back, always coming back.
That was Maher Zain with Anta Salam. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell, and we're at the last song of the hour. I am taking us to northern Mali with the iconic desert blues band Tinariwen. Yes, we are going to chill out and vibe out to one of the band's classics from 2011, Tenere Takim Tassam. And once again, to all of our brothers and sisters everywhere in the world who celebrated Eid al-Fitr, Mabruk El Eid.
Shinna wa natri, ti
Desert Blues from Northern Mali by Tin Arawen. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me. And also a big thank you to Fiaxi, my special guest artist. Thanks for according me that interview from your ocean beach vacation in Conakry, Guinea. And also thanks to Yusuf Harande for the translation of the Hausa song Nigeria, and to Usama Farak for his continuous support for this show and for his awesome Arabic pronunciations and translations. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, on my Facebook page or group, on Instagram, that's at MTIA Maxwell, also on Twitter, that handle is at Music Time in Africa, all one word, and get updates, get fresh news, photos, videos. On our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC, Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, people, and stay safe.